tonight at approximately 9:55, just before 10 o'clock this evening, officers from our northeastern district came upon a vehicle that committed a traffic violation in their presence. The officers initiated a traffic stop. As the officers are in the middle of their investigation, the person driving the vehicle decides to take off in an attempt to flee from the officers. Information that we have right now is that one of the officers was being dragged by the vehicle, which resulted in the officer discharging his weapon. The officer was injured, as was the driver in the vehicle. They're both at local hospitals being treated. The investigation right now is very preliminary, and we really do not have a lot of answers. We have, as we normally do here, the commissioner has made it very clear that we will bring out all of the investigative entities. We have notified the state's attorney's office, which is our protocol. They will be coming out here and taking a look at all the evidence and sharing in our investigation. It's very early and preliminary. We also have the administrative investigators here from Professional Standards and Accountability Bureau that will also do a administrative investigation. Any other questions?
What is the extent of the injuries of both the officer and the suspect?
I really don't have an update on either. I know that they are at local hospitals being treated. I believe, it's my understanding that the driver is more seriously injured than the officer is, but nonetheless they're both at local hospitals.
Deputy Commissioner, was there anyone else in the car with the person that the traffic stop was?
Yes, there was a passenger in the vehicle. We have not confirmed yet at this time the relation, if any, between the driver and the passenger. There was two occupants in the vehicle, one a male driver and a female passenger.
Where is the female right now?
The female is being interviewed at headquarters by our homicide investigators.